see, two different words. But the
well, they spelt differently.
Yeah. And they've got different words in Pali also. Patti with one T.
It's the dot on the T.
So Patipati is exactly Vipassana in that case, isn't it?
Satipatthana.
Satipatthana,
Nothing to do with doing something.
No.
So practice of jhana will be considered Patipati?
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Particular what?
Whatever. Kasina.
This is reaching with understanding, with awareness, And even the word Dhamma no Dhamma Patipati.
Yeah, see? We discussed that.
Dhamma no Dhamma Patipati. Mm-hmm. Same meaning. The first meaning is Lokutra Dhamma.
Dhamma.
And the second one is the Patipati. Okay. In order to reach or to attain.
Anudhamma. In accordance with Dhamma. Somkun Dhamma.
So the whole expression you would translate as what?
So the first Dhamma, to reach the Lokutra Dhamma, you have to practice in accordance to have the right path.
Is there some other word we can use to translate Patipatti other than practice?
Development.
Development.
Satipatthana is the right word.
An extra feeling. Yeah.
By
self. An avijja. And ignorance.
What conditions it?
Insanity.
Yes.
Lopa.
And ignorance. They go together.
They talk about this life, we better attain in this life. They encourage each other.
They want it.
Yeah.
Attains what?
Nibbana.
What about the understanding or seeing right now?
That's wasting time.
They skipped it.
Jumped.
Sit. Yeah. Steps and jump.
And then fall.
So they don't see the usefulness of knowing, seeing and hearing. That it's
they don't appreciate understanding at all.
Yeah.
They don't know what is the object of understanding. Yeah. They don't know that reality right now should be understood correctly.
Seems tamada. Reality now is so tamada.
Yeah. But how come it appear? See, is it tamada? For visible object to be seen, is it tamada?
It's very amazing. It takes many conditions.
Yeah.
But it seems tamada.
For the taste, is it tamada?
For the microphone, very ordinary.
Every moment is not tamada.
So many conditions have to cooperate together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And those are ayatana, see?
But then I must confess, even though theoretically I know the right way, I have periods where I'm not interested in the present moment either.
It's not you.
It's not you.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Dhammas. Yeah. Not enough development.
Right.
It has to be like that.
Right.
Yeah. It is gradually developed. If you try hard, it's not the right path.
Makes it more difficult because it's low path. Okay. It's trying.
If you just leave it, no attention at all, it's not the right path. Just ordinary life and better understanding of detachment.
I remember hearing you say on a recording that in Pali there's no word for to understand.
I mean, the Pali does not have the word kao jai because it is Thai language.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No Pali word kao jai at all.
Right.
And for the Thai, what is panya?
Kao jai.
If there's no kao jai.
Is that what they say for panya?
So the Thai take the Pali for granted.
Yes.
Just sati and panya every day, walking on the street with sati and things like that.
What do you mean they take it for granted?
They don't really understand what sati really is. They just use the term. Like they use the English word in Thai, like the word lai, when it's right.
I see.
And I couldn't get it because light has one meaning, nothing to do with the this and things like that at all.
Right.
But when I know that it's just right, I understand. Or die, dry, see, but they use die all the time.
I don't get it.
They're bringing in some English words into Thai.
It's mispronounced though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's pronounced. Yeah.
Like panya and sati, they don't know the reality of sati and panya, but they use the term sati and panya.
I mean, people often think, easier for Thais or Asians because they're already familiar with these words and terms, but they don't have any more understanding,
yeah.
So it doesn't help
at
all.
Like they use sati in daily life, but a different meaning to sati.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
that
true.
More
that's
concentration. True. In fact, that there can be more obstacles, especially when there are words like that that give a different meaning.
Mm. Like patibat,
but patibat has wrong meaning in English too. With practice, it gives the wrong impression too. Maybe Thai people have advantages though about basic Dharma ideas like rebirth and karma, which a lot of Westerners have big problems. I mean, you get Western Buddhists these days that don't even believe in rebirth.
But on the other hand, their notion of rebirth can easily go to a self being born.
The Thai who do not study the teachings couldn't understand that citta arises and falls away all the time.
Yeah.
Last time we talked a lot about sanya, and I'm just wondering if you can say anything generally about the role of sanya in development of understanding or in how we understand things to be. Is it the position that even if there's no actual wrong view arising at the moment, but we take the world to be a world of people and things because of sanya?
Yes.
Yes. So sanya reflects the way we are used to seeing the world. So if
sanya
we see it with wrong view
arises with each moment of citta.
Right.
So it is sanya of rupa, sanya of seeing, sanya of clean, sanya
yeah.
of anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
But because in the past there's been a lot of wrong view accumulated and we're used to thinking of people and things in the world,
now
does that sanya influence?
Now we think in terms of people and thing, but what about one moment of citta?
Right.
Then we can understand sanya better.
Okay.
Because even we are talking about mitcha titti or sakaya titti, is it now? Or we don't know for sure. Whether it's now or it's only the latent tendency of the idea of self.
Yes.
All dharmas that we have heard and we have thought about would become clearer only when awareness arises and it is aware of that particular reality. Otherwise, they arise and fall away so fast that everything mixed up as the whole story. We can say that now we have lopa of this, but what about the moment of seeing? It's not lopa. It has to be very exact each moment by awareness. If awareness does not arise, it's impossible to say anything, whether it's the I with lopa or the I with mana or the I with titi. It's like sanya.
Does sanya influence the way we
think? Yes.
Mm. Can one say that it plays a very important role in the accumulation of
because of sanya. That's why it's one khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda.
But can its characteristic be known, characteristic of sanya? Or
do you remember anything?
Remembering just happens naturally.
So it's sanya which remembers, not you.
But I'm talking about the way we say that sanya influences the way.
Because you remember.
Yes.
You can recall what you feel before.
But the only time we're conscious of remembering anything is if we try to recollect something.
There is the understanding, that is the trying to recollect.
At this moment?
You cannot escape sanya. It's there each moment.
It's like citta and sanya, they're both always present. Where they do seem harder to know in the moment than, say, feeling. Feeling, you can see pleasant feeling or unpleasant feeling. Anyone with or without understanding, but Sanya and Citta are sort of, because they're like omnipresent, it's harder to distinguish what is Sanya, what is Citta, and then from Vedana, I think.
I think that's what John is asking. Mm. Are we aware, can we be aware of the characteristic of Sanya?
Well,
it's so real, like seeing him.
Yes, it is, but it's not easy.
Like seeing, it's not easy at all.
But seeing or feeling appears easier to know than Sanya. Appears, I'm not saying it is.
And Sanya is here too, knowing what is what.
Yes,
but I'm trying to understand, just at a conceptual level, what sort of function Sanya is performing at the present time.
Thinking about the story of Sanya, or now Sanya remembers. One cannot really understand the characteristic of Sanya by thinking. But now, if there is awareness, it's different from the citta, which is the faculty of experiencing an object.
So if there was the mere experiencing but with no Sanya, it wouldn't be meaningful, is that right? Because it is by virtue of Sanya that we remember what everything is, and in other words, we make sense of things.
Because citta just experiences.
Just experience objects.
But in the Sri Magritte it says citta can know the characteristic, whereas Sanya, they give the money changer story.
Yeah, money changer, yeah. Sanya,
Sanya
citta,
knows,
Sanya.
Sanya knows this is
a coin.
Citta knows.
Child, and then citta knows the adult, but doesn't know all the details.
Yeah, citta
and
knows
the
more.
Money changer.
The money changer
yeah.
is panya, and that knows all the details.
Yeah.
So it sounds like citta knows everything that Sanya knows. In that example.
Or Sanya remembers what citta knows.
Mm, I guess.
But citta can know its characteristics, but not as not self. That is panya, that penetrates the real meaning.
Yeah.
But it knows characteristics.